From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of a message called The Immutable Faithfulness of God. In chapter 3, Paul speaks of the great advantages possessed by the Jews. They were God's chosen people, unto whom he had committed the oracles of God, the Old Testament scriptures. Unfortunately, the Jews tended to depend upon their pedigree as a guarantee of heaven, ignoring the need for repentance from their sin and the necessity of a true spiritual relationship with God through Christ. They were abusing God's truth. Oh, they protested that God could not reject them because they were his covenant children. Paul's argument is that not all who are Jews are of the true Israel of God. A mere profession of faith that evidences no love for Christ, for heaven, and for holy living will not withstand the scrutiny of God's judgment. In concluding this message, Dr. Cairns will emphasize that a person's salvation does not depend upon the strength of his faith, but upon God's faithfulness to himself and to his word. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. But first, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled The Magnitude of Grace. The text is 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Our weakness should be prized as making room for divine strength. We might never have known the power of grace if we had not felt the weakness of nature. Blessed be the Lord for the thorn in the flesh and the messenger of Satan when they drive us to the strength of God. This is a precious word from our Lord's own lip. It has made the writer laugh for joy. God's grace enough for me? I should think it is. Is not the sky enough for the bird and the ocean enough for the fish? The all-sufficient is sufficient for my largest want. He who is sufficient for earth and heaven is certainly able to meet the case of one poor worm like me. Let us then fall back upon our God and His grace. If He does not remove our grief, He will enable us to bear it. His strength shall be poured into us till the worm shall thresh the mountains, and a nothing shall be victor over all the high and mighty ones. It is better for us to have God's strength than our own, for if we were 1,000 times as strong as we are, it would amount to nothing in the face of the enemy. And if we could be weaker than we are, which is scarcely possible, yet we could do all things through Christ.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts continues to be most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you've written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking the time to do so. Remember that any literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be God? Did God create evil? Or, how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
This gospel is the power of God unto salvation. What is this gospel? Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried, and He rose again the third day from the dead according to the Scriptures. That's good news for every sinner that's going to die. That's us all. The news is better still, that all that Christ accomplished in His life and in His death is God's free gift to all who in repentance of their sin, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, will come to Him and receive Him as Savior and Lord. To all such, He gives secure and eternal life. Man, do not make that beautiful, simple, faithful offer of grace. Do not make it, or should I say, do not abuse it. To make yourself a liar before God, where you will profess with your mouth to still your conscience and all the time deny Him and reject Him in your heart. Paul was speaking to people to whom God had entrusted the oracles of God. They had the Bible. They had a head knowledge that they could quote enough of the Bible to damn their souls. But they did not have Christ. And that is the sinful abuse of this great truth. Time will not allow me to do what I wanted to do and spend a lot of my time on the truth scripturally applied. I will leave it very simply by saying God's word and God's faithfulness are such that His promise cannot lie unfulfilled. What He says He will do in grace, He will do, and what He says He will do in judgment, He will do. Tonight, I ask you to confess with me the faithfulness of God. Because listen very carefully. In verse 4, Paul makes it clear. There's a day coming when you will confess it. Watch this very carefully. Let God be true, that is declared true, and every man a liar, that thou mayest be declared just in thy sayings, that thou mightest overcome. Our translation says, when thou art judged. Without getting into technicalities, let me point you to the exact same word and form of the word as it appears in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 1. And there it is translated, go to law. What a picture this is. God will overcome when He goes into court against the sinner. Men and women, young people, there is a day coming, and coming very soon, when God will enter into judgment, when God will go to law, when God will enter into court And on that day, this is the thrust of what Paul is saying, your objections will be silenced. Your futile arguing will be silenced. Your lying, hypocritical words will be silenced. Your empty professions will be silenced. Your denials of God will be silenced. And God will be declared just. And God will prevail. What does that tell you? Make sure you're ready for the judgment day. I am not here to make you a Presbyterian or a Free Presbyterian, for with all that you could be lost. I am here in God's name and for your sake to plead that you make sure you are ready for the judgment day. I particularly appeal to you to ensure that you are not going to leave this meeting simply satisfied that you could put up a shield against this preacher. You could say enough to yourself to shield yourself from any conviction that might arise from anything that I would say. Listen, you're not going to face me on the judgment day. He will contend on that day. He will go to law in his own name, and he will prevail. Make sure your hope will stand the test of the Word of God. And then listen, if you have this book to tell you, I am saved. If you have the testimony of that book that says, my sins are gone, my name is in the Lamb's book of life, then take it and stand upon it. And if every man on earth says it's a lie, let God be true and every man a liar. And if you must take this book and believe it, when every scientist in the world is denying it, when every theologian in the world is deriding it, when every church in the world is apostatizing from it, then stand by that book. Let God be true. Let every man be a liar. And fear neither man nor devil. I love Luther's words about the devil. One little word shall slay him. Take this word and stand upon it. And remember, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, your security does not depend on the strength of your faith. There's a great text that my wife keeps quoting. It is a great text. Paul wrote it to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:13. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. My security does not depend on the strength of my faith. It does not depend on the beauty of my character. It depends on this. I am the Lord. I do not change. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. That's the basis. That's not a charter for sin and loose living, but it's the title deed to the freedom of the gospel, to live our lives in holy, humble submission to the Savior. I'm through. I want you to take from this meeting tonight, God is faithful. The Scripture affirms it. History confirms it. Experience adds its own amen. Here's a light to light the dreariest path of life. Here's a light that will split the darkness of the tomb wide open with the sun rays of heaven. Here's a light that shines more and more unto that perfect day until it leads us into the immediate presence of the immutable Jehovah who sits upon his throne, and the blessed Lamb, his Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. Great truth. You will be the proof of that for all eternity. In heaven, a proof of his faithfulness to his gospel promise to every believer. Or in hell, a proof of his faithfulness in wrath to his law and to his threatenings on every Christ rejecter. God is faithful. Never forget it. Make sure you use it scripturally to get to Christ. Don't abuse it to the loss of your soul. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father in heaven, bless thy word, we pray. And after the feeble, faltering voice of man is silent, blessed Spirit of God, speak on to every heart. O thou who hast come in the name of Jesus Christ to convince of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, do thy work. O thou who hast come as the Spirit of grace to lead men to faith in Christ, do thy work. Destroy every refuge of lies and bring men and women and boys and girls to the reality of a sound, saving faith in Jesus Christ. We thank thee that God is faithful who promised, and he promised, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. Hallelujah. Lord, bring the lost to the Savior, and we know he will never cast them out. Hear our cry. Part us with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear. Be the abiding portion of all thy blood-bought church, both this night and evermore, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.